monetary thing.
Yeah.
It would be seen in retrospect as depending on how the negotiations come out, that you were misleading people. And
you understand the trade doesn't affect these people.
Well, I do understand that, except that if you're going to make a State of the Union on the nation's economy, and you don't mention something that's very hot, it's not the whole truth, so to speak.
Well, at the present time, as I understand, George is...
He's got a cable that he wants you to approve for text to Tanaka. And then he'll send Volker this afternoon.
He's testifying this morning.
He's going to try to work out. I said, I told him yesterday, go ahead on the 6.5, 6.5, as far as the trade thing is concerned. And here, that I have to read. I mean, that's fine. That's a very good thing to say. And I'll put in some blood-curdling language about bringing in George's. That's what I plan to do. And I'm going to tilt the whole trade message to the protection of American jobs, of American business, and the devaluation. Matter of fact, the devaluation thing about you hit George on. I said, well, he said, well, we're going to devalue. So I said, George, no argument there. It's just the whole purpose of devaluation is to make it. I also told you, John, to go back and read the August 15th speech in the language. And also what I said to the Congress, when I went to the Congress on writing this, where I hit it, you know, and had that line was so effective. The whole thing, if you would go back and get it ready and get it changed, not a hell of a lot.
Mills will raise the question of the monetary problem this afternoon. George would like to discuss only the problem without any solutions being discussed. And so he'll probably pick this up with you when we have our tax meeting. And I'm giving you a talker on the tax meeting, which gives you a feel for the stuff that he submitted to you. But in very sketchy form, and then suggests a way to finesse.
On that reason, I thought you in advance that I thought you were disappointed in what the Treasury had done, and you wanted another crack at it.
I do. We've had a crack at it, which has broken George. game rates and want to make it more equitable and so on.
Well,
there's no plus in that for you, and it hurts all your friends. And it's just going to make everybody mad. And it's
going to shake the damn market makers.
Well, I was up talking to Wong late yesterday, and he says, the president would be crazy to get into that kind of stuff. He says, hey, you don't have to take any positions on anything. You don't have to have a program.
Well, also, and George feels he's got this, and you've got to get a little bit of it. We've got to get reform, so let's forget the rich voters around. I don't think we ever believed on that anyway. When we do try to get the rich folks around, they say it isn't enough.
Well, it's a loser. And this is Long's point. He said, there's no votes in closing these loopholes. One vote in it for the president. There's not one vote in it for me. There's not one vote in it for anybody. He says it's a bad political issue.
Well, first, the reason there's not money, there are two reasons to be against it. There's not any no votes in it, John, or something else. It happens to be a phony issue. It is wrong.
Yep.
There aren't any loopholes. You know, what is one man's loopholes, another man's man. And so if you do something on capital gains, you well know that some people, they ain't going to be no capital gains. You're going to cut down your income.
Yep.
And of course, the one when they talk to even those, our poor, dumb Republican leaders understood that the Barbara Commonwealth, not understood that, well, if you take away, you talk about, we're not going to have deductions for mortgage payments anymore.
That's,
what do we have? Our constituency, the 70% of the American people that do own and have mortgages.
That's the point. Well,
and who's the, I've done this.
I've kept hammering away on these two things, if you want. Parochial schools and the elderly real estate tax. And I broached this with Long. He says, those are winners. He said, those are good ones. And he said, we can make music on those. But he said, and of course, old Long's cagey as hell. He says, you both work with me now. He says, I'm a person's man on this and all this below. But,
I wanted to talk to you, John, about when we can get him in.
Long.
That'd
be great. As a matter of fact, I say in the talker that that's the way you can put George off. You can say that you want to talk to both Mills and Long before you make your mind up on this stuff.
Would you, as Steve gone? Yeah. I want to see the schedule for tomorrow. The empty schedule for tomorrow. Will you bring it in? You're clear at the point. Those are all stacked in, and then just a quick run. You're clear from, see, he was figuring the radio address at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Kept you clear before that. Well, should we take a crack at Long? Wait a minute. Weinberger will not have been approved.
Well, we don't know. It looks like not. They're holding him hostage again for this damn Watergate thing until they get their resolution passed.
Well, they may pass it today.
Could be. Could be.
They apparently can't get any amendments on.
It doesn't sound like it.
Well, they can't, so it's going to be.
Well, they at least they held it up one day.
It's
worth the Weinberger price. If we can hold up the Watergate resolution through the recess so that we got them, you know, a couple of weeks here, we'd be ahead and screw Weinberger.
Yeah.
We'd go on fine without it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, if, in other words,
sit in as long?
Yes. I think I'm thinking that Long Kentucky likes to talk, you know, he likes to talk the kind of politics of Georgia and Michigan. You know, he's a, Long is a, he's got a little money jingling in his pocket.
Sure
has. He's planning to do this in. Why don't we just say that Long just, this is basically therapy with him. I think we better keep him. I want to save George for next week or something like that. Or do you agree? What do you think?
Yeah, I think Long will want to talk two things with you. One's welfare, and the other's energy.
Yeah.
He owns a lot of
airlines. Well, I'll just tell George that the purpose of this is welfare and energy, and I'm going to try to keep him off of the tax line.
All right.
And that I'd like to not have George there.
Well,
so if George is there, he'll expect to get the other.
You could say this to George when he's here, that you're going to see Long tomorrow.
Right, about welfare.
And it's going to be basically about welfare.
Welfare.
That at the same time, you don't want to decide these tax issues until you get out to California over the weekend. And the thing I suggest in the talker is that you ask George for a ballot, for a laundry list check sheet that you can use in indicating your decisions.
Good.
And so he can have his send that out to California.
The purpose of this is welfare.
About my talk with Long, about Long's position on
loopholes.
Right.
So, right. Well, what you could do, what we'll do is, on this international stuff, it's there, let me say, and even George, who is less susceptible to getting terribly excited. I can just emphasize on this. Or you
you that he's going to send Volcker today?
Japan.
Yeah.
No, he told.
Okay. Well.
So he's going to send Volcker to Japan. That's fine. Then he won't be serving us up around here.
And he's going on around, and he'd be back in here on the weekend. And George would like to come out to California if there's anything.
No, never. Never. I don't want him out there.
All right.
I don't want George coming out to California. Because he's not on that subject.
All right. So it could be handled from here. He can make the announcement from here.
He should make the announcement from here. He comes in California. We make the announcement at the end.
On whatever comes out of Volcker's trip. Why don't we leave it just up in the air?
Let me tell you the reason for this. John, we cannot allow a distortion to develop in terms of the relation of my time to various problems, because George, just like Colin before, they consume you.
Yeah.
With the trade problems. Yeah. And you've noticed, and Mark, you noticed.
Oh, I sure have. They consume me too.
Well, you know.
Okay,
that's
good.
Now, George is a great guy, wonderful, and much easier to deal with in common. But if he comes to California, it'll be a 5-hour session.
Well, also,
I'm just afraid of
also, we can wheel his tax thing without burdening you if he does not come out. If he comes out, there's going to be a confrontation on your
well,
decision.
Just telling Bob what I do, gentlemen, for this, I think he's glad you did, yeah. Just for once, for